We present Derek Nimmo, Clement Freud, Peter Jones, and Sheila Hancock in just a minute. And as the minute waltz fades away, here to tell you about it is our chairman, Nicholas Parsons.
Much. Hello and welcome to Just a Minute, and we're delighted to welcome Sheila Hancock back into the fourth chair to compete against our three regulars of the game. And once again, I'm going to ask them to speak, if they can, for just a minute on some subject that I will give them without hesitation, without repetition, and without deviating from the subject on the card. And we'll begin the show this week with Derek Nimmo. Derek, would you take the subject of getting round people and talk for 60 seconds, if you can, starting now?
It all depends, really, on the person that you're trying to get round. Now, if it was a lady, you might go along with some spearmint or some chewing gum. Or if it was Sheila Hancock, it might be rather difficult to get round her, really, come to think of it, actually. But normally, one would give her lemonade, because she doesn't drink anything alcoholic, and then she would be your friend for life, if not for a fortnight. And then one would take with you a sausage. Now, that's very important, because sometimes, if one meets the canine...
Clement Freud has challenged.
Repetition of thumb. He said three times.
Three times. You're quite right, Clement, and you have a point for a correct challenge. You take over the subject, and there are 36 seconds left, starting now.
One of the best ways of getting around people is to take a fix on their left ear.
Sheila Hancock has challenged.
Deviation. The subject is getting round people, not around people.
Oh, a very subtle challenge, Sheila. And I think, well, he can start off about getting around people, even though the subject is getting round people. Oh. So, I know, let's put it to the wisdom of our audience.
No, if let him have it.
No, already. If you agree with Sheila's challenge, would you cheer? And if you disagree, would you boo? And would you all do it together now?
Yay!
When the cheer stopped, the boo started, and when the boo stopped, the cheers went on. Sheila Hancock, they're on your side. They want to hear from you, and so you have 32 seconds, having gained a point for the correct challenge, getting round people, starting now.
Well, in order to get round people, it would be a good idea to advertise in the Times saying, anybody who has dimensions of 60 inches round the middle, would they please apply? And then perhaps a few fat people would...
Clement Freud.
Deviation.
Why?
The Times don't take those sort of provocative advertisements.
Don't you believe it? Have you read the personal column lately?
Put it to the audience.
But I have no doubt that if Sheila Hancock put the advertisement in the Times, they would take it. So, Sheila, we disagree with the challenge. We give you a point for a wrong one. And there are 18 seconds left on getting round people, starting now.
And at this moment, I would be delighted, because I would feel some sort of sympathy with them, as I, at the moment, am rather round myself. That is another place where you meet a lot of round people, at maternity clinics. Singularly round. They are even rounder.
And Peter Jones has challenged.
Hesitation. And good evening, everybody.
Well, it's nice to hear from everybody in the first round. And Peter, you got in magnificently with only 1.5 seconds to go.
Oh, really?
You get a point for a correct challenge, and you start on getting round people, starting now.
Two ton tessio say.
Just to remind anybody who may be new to a game, whoever is speaking when the whistle goes, which tells us, by the way, the 60 seconds is up, gets an extra point. It was Peter Jones on this occasion, so he's in the lead alongside Sheila Hancock at the end of the first round. Clement Freud, will you begin the second round? The subject is what I have in mind. Can you talk on that subject, about that subject? 60 seconds starting now.
What I have in mind is a radical approach to taxation. I think for so long, the wrong people have had to pay too much. And what I have in mind is a tax on hyphens. Anyone who has a hyphenated name will have to pay 100...
Peter Jones has challenged.
A repetition of tax.
Well, you try not repeating tax.
Well, I'm trying.
All right. But if you repeat tax in this program, it is incorrect. So, Peter, a correct challenge and a point to you, and 45 seconds left on what I have in mind starting now.
Well, I happen to be on a diet at the moment, and so my mind tends to run on the subject of food, and I keep thinking of macaroni and spaghetti and tortatoni and tagliatelle.
Derek Nimmo has challenged.
Repetition of pasta.
Derek, a good challenge, and I think the audience reaction tells us that you deserve a point for a game try, but as he wasn't deviating from the subject on the card, we leave the subject with Peter, who continues for 32 seconds what I have in mind starting now.
Steak and kidney puddings with dumplings on the side is the kind of thing that my mind runs on at the moment, though later on...
Derek Nimmo's
revolution about the moment.
Yes, that is correct, and you have a correct challenge now, Derek, and the subject. And there are 23 seconds on what I have in mind, Derek, starting now.
What I have in mind at the moment is to rush out into this fair city of Londinium, go along the Strand I'll go, and then turn down towards old Father Thames.
Clement Freud has
buzzed.
Repetition of go, or go-go.
A correct challenge, Clement. You take the subject and a point. 15 seconds on what I have in mind, starting now.
What I have in mind is that if I were a more sporting player, I would not have interrupted Derek Nimmo when he was in full flow, racing down the Strand on the way to the city of Londinium, of which he is a native, as is Sheila Hancock and her...
And Derek Nimmo has challenged you.
I'm not a native of London. I'm a native of Liverpool.
And that we all know. Derek Nimmo, you got in with only 2 seconds left. What I have in mind, starting now.
What I have in mind is nothing like an nocturnal.
Derek Nimmo, speaking then when the whistle went, gained the extra point, and he's moved into the lead, 1 point ahead of Peter Jones and Clement Freud, and Sheila only 1 point behind in third place. Sheila, we've come round to you. Your turn to begin. The subject. Oh, this is a nice one for you. My opinion of the others. Will you talk about that? 60 seconds, starting now.
I am going to be very wary about this subject in case I lose it and one of them has to give their opinion of me. Therefore, I will say that, starting with our chairman, Nicholas Parsons, he is an honest, upright, fair citizen.
Derek Nimmo's challenge.
Deviation, a load of rubbish. It's an absolute rotten. He's a well-known cad and bounder.
Well, dear me, Derek Nimmo's challenge is incorrect challenge, and for that...
I'm on a good wicket here.
Very good wicket. I keep all of it about the chairman, if I have you. You get 2 points for that, Sheila. And, no, give her one. I was only joking, really, because otherwise I'd get all those letters, won't I?
You mean they're lucky.
Sheila, you have 45 seconds on my opinion of the others, starting now.
Not only that, but he is very good-looking. And he has a very difficult task.
Clement Freud is challenged.
Repetition of variables. Yeah.
Rubbish! And then there are 40 seconds on my opinion of the others, Sheila, starting now.
And he is very quick on the bell and extremely...
Derek Nimmo, challenge then.
Repetition of variables.
Quite right, Derek. There are 30 seconds for you now, Derek.
I certainly agree as far as concerned. You are very, but I won't say any more. I think you are very, very.
Right.
Well, hello.
Hello.
I think he's very.
Peter, Derek Nimmo still has 30 seconds on my opinion of the others, starting now.
Well, there was Donald Luthwaite and Bert Chimes, Fred Birkinshaw and Robert Conestead, who came from Devon in a curious little hamlet called Muggleston-on-Flick. Now, perhaps you haven't heard of it, but that was one of the others that I first met when I joined the Salvation Army.
Clement Freud is charged.
Deviation.
Why?
I have heard of it.
Well, I hadn't until I just made it up, I can tell you.
So in that case, the only fair thing to do, Derek got a point for a clever challenge. We give one to Clement Freud for a clever challenge. Leave the subject with Derek. And Derek, there are 10 seconds on my opinion of the others, starting now.
Nicholas Parsons, a great big oaf who sits up there all the time.
Sheila Hancock has challenged.
Deviation, you're not.
Thank you very much, Sheila. Sheila has another well-deserved point. And there are 8 seconds, Sheila, on my opinion of the other, starting now.
Peter Jones I have known for many years, and my affection for him has grown with each passing month.
Well, to quote Sheila Hancock, she found a good wicket to bat on then. And for those foreigners in the audience, I say that's a cricket expression, which means that she's found a good place. I don't know what it means.
Nick.
So, Sheila.
Are there many English-speaking people in the audience, by the way? Oh, good, because I would be reassured to know that.
Could you speak more slowly?
Sheila Hancock, you've not only got a lot of points, you've got the extra point for speaking when the whistle went, so you're now in the lead, one ahead of Derek Nimmo. And Derek, it's your turn to begin the subject, how it should be done. Would you talk for just a minute on that, starting now?
Very gently, it should be done, I think. Otherwise, you might cause undue distress. One should always, in this life, try to be kind, considerate, good-natured. And in that case, when you have to do it, you will cause the minimum of dissatisfaction and the minignonicking.
Peter Jones challenge.
Hesitation.
Yeah, very clever, yes, because once he finally was repeating minimum, he hesitated.
Peter, you have... mumbling.
You have 40 seconds on how it should be done, starting now.
They ought to clear out all these seats out of this theatre and put in tables and chairs and have a marvellous banquet for the audience and the performers before we start with... a dozen champagne...
Clement Freud challenged.
Hesitation.
No, you can't allow that because the audience was so captivated by the idea that he couldn't speak through such a pandemonium of applause. So, Peter, we won't charge any points and tell you that you have 22 seconds to continue on how it should be done starting now.
12 oysters apiece, and as I say, this bubbling liquid which should be in profusion everywhere, bottles for each person.
Derek Nimmo's challenged.
Repetition of each. Each person.
Yes, I think you said each before, Peter. And so
each member.
There are 12 seconds left for how it should be done, Derek, with you, starting now.
In Hyde Park, after midnight, one should try to do it. Then, if you are caught by the...
Sheila Hancock is challenged.
If he does, he'll be arrested.
Sheila, we'll give you a point for a good challenge because the audience applause shows us that. But if he wasn't, strictly speaking, deviating from the subject on the card, we have to leave it with Derek.
Anyway, it's closed after midnight.
No.
No, not all of it.
Well, you obviously find a sneaky way in. All the bits I know are closed. I know because I once drove round and round because I couldn't get out. I got in.
Regent's Park.
No, they put great big things across the road in Hyde Park and you can't get out. You're trapped. I had to leave my car and climb under a gate.
What a fascinating life you do have. Well, so you were in it. Right. But
you
anyway...
waited another hour or two. They were open it at 7, you know.
So for all the foreigners in the audience, you know what you don't do after midnight in Hyde Park. Sheila, you get a point for that challenge, but Derek keeps the subject, and there are 5 seconds, Derek, on how it should be done starting now.
How it should be done, monsieur et madame, is in the Serpentine swimming, because nothing like an nocturnal...
Clement Freud, your turn to begin. The subject, what I expect, and you start now.
What I expect is that if I stop talking, somebody will press a buzzer, and quite regardless of whether the challenge is right or wrong, you will award it to them without concert to the audience or listening to anybody who might have strayed into this theatre, whether they come from France, Belgium, Liechtenstein, Luxembourg, Denmark, Sweden, Norway, or any other country.
Derek Nimmo, Chapman.
Hesitation.
Yes, hesitation before Norway. He was going round the world... 35 seconds. What I expect, Derek, starting now.
What I always expect is that Clement Freud would prove to be a bad sportsman, which he invariably does, and he grumbles and moans and expresses discontent about the slightest and smallest of things. But I also expect that England would expect that every man should do his duty, which is rather like those jolly words of that nautical fellow, the fellow on top of the...
Clement Freud is challenged.
Repetition of fellow...
Right, Clement, you have the subject, what I expect, 12 seconds left, starting now.
What I expect.
Sheila Hancock challenge.
That was a bit quick, but he did hesitate, didn't he?
He did hesitate, but I was a bit tough on him last time, I'll be fair. I'll give him a point for a wrong challenge and tell him that he now has 11 seconds on what I expect, starting now.
Is that some carpetbagger from Afghanistan will approach me in Chalbert Street or even Primrose Hill asking whether I would care to purchase 2 donkeys.
Sheila Hancock challenge.
I think it's highly unlikely that a carpetbagger from Afghanistan... Deviation.
I think it's highly unlikely, but it's not exactly Oh, no, what I expect. No, you wouldn't expect that, would you? Of course. What a very good challenge, Sheila. You have 1 second on what I expect.
Pretty well what I expected.
starting now.
What I expect is a baby.
And Sheila Hancock, again speaking when the whistle went, has increased her lead at the end of the round. Oh, Peter, what a lovely subject for you now. Suction pumps in industry.
Thanks very much.
Some way you can keep going without hesitation, deviation, or repetition on that, starting now.
Well, of all the suction pumps in the whole wide world, I would say that the suction pumps in industry are the most boring of all. If there is any listener who is addicted to this particular type of machine, I hope during the course of the next 60 seconds, or perhaps 50 by now, to dissuade you from pursuing this, because they really are execrable things. Now, if you go up to Lincolnshire, just outside Grimsby, a factory there, in a green belt, if you go to the basement of it...
Clement Freud has challenged.
Repetition of if you go.
Yes, if you went. You did if you go more than once, Peter. And Clement gets a point for the correct challenge, and there are 25 seconds on suction pumps in industry, Clement, starting now.
What you must never do to a suction pump, in or without industry, is to blow into it, because it's likely to gum up the works quite hopelessly. Far better to get an arm, even a leg, and attach it...
Derek Nimmo challenged.
Repetition of even.
I never noticed
that. That went pretty well, didn't it? Do you want to try it again to the audience?
Nobody else seemed to hear it. Did anybody else hear him say even twice? Yes. Clement Freud, there are 10 seconds on suction
even
pumps in industry starting now.
Gathering up your suitcase and taking a train from Euston Station to the north, the industrial west is just to your left as you approach Manchester.
Well, Clement Freud kept going to the whistle went, absolutely captivated everybody with what he was saying, and he got some extra points. He's now equal with Derek Nimmo in second place behind Sheila Hancock, and Peter Jones is trailing a little. Sheila, we come round to you again to start. The subject which we all need in this show, concentration. Can you talk on that for just a minute, starting now?
As you indeed said, Nick, you need concentration in this show more than any other that I have participated in, particularly if Kenneth Williams is on the panel, as he is apt to distract with all sorts...
Derek Nimmo challenge.
Hesitation.
I would agree, Derek. And you have 47 seconds, Derek, on concentration starting now.
Indeed, you have to concentrate in this game, otherwise you might fumble or indeed stumble. And these are things that one has to...
Clement Freud.
Repetition of indeed.
No, he didn't say indeed before.
He started with indeed, and then he said, or indeed stumbled.
Well done, Clement Freud. You have 42 seconds on concentration. I'm very pleased that the audience were concentrating then, because the chairman's slipped a little. And there are 42 seconds. Concentration starting now.
If you were to get 26 bananas, 37 lemons, or indeed 48 oranges, and boil them down, they would be known as concentrated fruit. And the result is a liquid to which you add water, invariably iced and sometimes aerated, a most refreshing summer drink which I would recommend wholeheartedly to everyone in this audience and all those listening at home by the seaside on their transistor radio.
It's terribly dangerous because the diabetics in the audience... terribly dangerous.
Peter, we'll give you a point for a very amusing challenge and leave the subject with Clement Freud, and there are 15 and a half seconds left, Clement, starting now.
Going to the South Pole, it is customary to take with you some form of concentrated meat known as blubber, which comes from whale, which will keep you alive or at least stave off hunger.
Sheila Hancock.
Is blubber concentrated meat? Isn't it just whale meat?
No, it's fat. Whale fat.
So it can be concentrated.
It can be concentrated, but you said blubber was concentrated meat.
No. Or blubber.
That's what Sheila challenged on, wasn't it?
Yes, you said concentrated meat.
Very good challenge.
5 seconds, Sheila, on concentration, starting now.
There are many yoga exercises which improve your concentration.
The end of that round, Sheila Hancock increased her lead. Derek... We're back with you. Oh, the nice subject here, the bits that get taken out. You can take that many ways, can't you? So
yes,
will you take it
anyway? Worried about it.
You're writing it down, are you? Yes. Take it any way you wish for just a minute, starting now.
The bits that get taken out. What a lovely subject to be given on a hot day, such as it is, ce soir. Now, I...
It isn't a hot day, ce soir.
No! You can't have a hot day in the evening.
That was for the benefit of the foreigners in the audience.
Well, I don't think the foreigners benefited very much from it. Except to know that you don't know the...
evening can be day.
And jour.
It's the same thing, oh, love.
Peter Jones has got a point for a very good challenge, and he has 50 seconds on the bits that have taken out Peter, starting now.
Je voudrais to explain that these girls who are sort of hanging about at stage doors, rather in smaller numbers than they in my youth, I remember, but they were there to be taken out, or possibly even taken in later. But the fact remains...
Clement Freud has challenged.
Hesitation.
Yes, I'm afraid there was, Peter. Very definite error there. 30 seconds,
Just
Clement.
An error or two? I mean, what's an error or two? I was trying to make it more comprehensible to the foreigners.
I thought you were about to say that the when you take a bit out, you might err.
Oh, yes. I would never have thought of that, I'm pleased to say.
Clement... Freud, you have 30 seconds on the bits that get taken out, starting now.
If you were a whale, one of the most likely bits to get taken out would be blubber, which need not necessarily be concentrated.
Peter Jones' challenge.
You can't refer to a whale's blubber as bits to be taken out. It is an enormous quantity. Most of the whale is blubber. So but, to just say bits as though it's an appendicitis and an adenoid or something is just ludicrous.
But he might only be taking...
I am trailing, you remember.
Peter, I will be generous and follow the guidance of the audience's applause, which says that there's your training. They will wish you to continue on the bits that get taken out. And there are 22 seconds left, starting now.
Most people believe that when a program is edited, some of the most hilarious parts of it...
Derek Nimmo has challenged.
Well, most people, most...
Yes, I'm afraid there's too many right, mosts, yes. Peter. So Derek has another point for a great challenge. And he has... 16 seconds on the bits that get taken out, Derek, starting now.
Dear old Maggie May, I remember taking her out in July the 15th, 1947. I was quite young, rather precocious, I suppose one might even say.
Peter Jones.
Hesitation. Before he said precocious, he hesitated.
I don't know what he was talking about, quite frankly. But he didn't actually...
Well, he was talking about being young in 1947. I overlooked that.
Jones, another point. Leave the subject with Derek Nimmo. He has 8 seconds on the bits that get taken out, Derek, starting now.
And this shrapnel got into my hand and rump. And they had to take the bits out rather slowly. I've been shot at by...
Clement Freud has challenged.
Repetition of rather. He was rather young before. Now it's rather slowly.
Yes, so Clement, you have a good challenge. And 1.5 seconds left on the bits that get taken out, starting now.
The bits that get taken out.
An interesting situation at the end of that round, which is also the end of the contest. Peter Jones came at the end with a flourish, but he still finished in fourth place, I'm sorry to say. He couldn't quite catch up Derek Nimmo, who finished in third place, and Clement Freud, with those last 2 points, finished equal alongside Sheila Hancock, our two winners this week. We do hope you've enjoyed this edition of Just a Minute, and we'll want to tune in again next time. Until then, from all of us here, goodbye.
The chairman of Just a Minute was Nicholas Parsons. The program was devised by Ian Messiter and produced by David Hatch.